Butterflies would turn someday. Taking a breath to start this one. Now, if you're listening right now, there's a good chance something feels heavy. Maybe you don't even know how to describe it yet. When people call a hotline or they come into an office for people who've been harmed, violated, they rarely begin with a clear sentence. They begin typically with confusion, with silence, with sentences that may not have initially coherent meaning, with I don't even know where to start. And that's normal. You're allowed to begin exactly where you are. Now, let's talk about why you may feel so overwhelmed. And if you're listening to this for a friend or someone you may be helping in a work role that you play or volunteer work you do, then I'm glad you're here. When someone hurts you, especially someone you trusted, the pain is rarely just about one moment. In advocacy work, we've watched this time and time again. Someone will come to us and say, I don't understand why I'm reacting this strongly. But what that person may be feeling isn't just about today or yesterday or the weekend it happened. It's yesterday and the weekend it happened and 5 years ago. And maybe their childhood, maybe. It's every single moment trust was broken and they had to keep on surviving it. And the body, meanwhile, kept every record. Your emotions are not being dramatic. They're being protective because they know what happened. The loss of dreams. The thing about relationships is that every relationship carries dreams. Even if you didn't say them out loud to other people or to one another, you still may have imagined growing old together, building something stable, feeling safe. You had your own traditions. In gaming, you know, we talk about building worlds. I remember a woman came to me, and one of the things that we talked through was these ornaments that they would collect together around Christmas time. And I'm not sure if she had them etched or if they got them done somewhere, but those ornaments had every year that they celebrated Christmas together. And there was a connection that, you know, she really felt deeply connected to. Hey, this is our tradition. This is something that we do together. These ornaments, those are not her choices that are going to end the whole Christmas thing that they built together. It just sounded like it was a whole world. There was the relationship world and then there was the Christmas world, like the little inner part that was just for them. And that was going to end. And it was sad. It was nothing that either of us could say. I think, you know, we gave it an attempt. We did. And it was just nothing either of us could say to make it less. It's not just the person that you lose. when there's betrayal by way of abuse, by way of the person constantly harming you physically or emotionally, you lose the future you pictured, something that felt safe and stable, something you readied yourself for. You know, someone will say, "I feel foolish." But let me reassure you, you're not foolish. You were hopeful, and hope is not a flaw, because you were hopeful over the information that you had at the time, with the knowledge and awareness that you had at the time. Grief is complicated because it's layered. You're grieving the person. You're grieving the version of life you really hoped for. You're grieving the sense of certainty you thought you had. And that can feel very disorienting. Letting go isn't simple when all of that is attached. Let's talk about when your sense of self, it feels shaken. Sometimes people have said to me quietly, "I don't even know who I am anymore." If someone criticized you, especially as much as you spend time in a relationship and you're constantly talking with one another, if they slowly questioned your judgment, especially if it starts small and it keeps on climbing, if they told you who you were long enough that their voice started to get louder and louder and louder in your mind, after emotional harm, you can begin to feel unsteady. You may feel embarrassed even in their presence, even in your own presence. Ashamed, confused about, "How did I get here?" Saying this clearly and calmly. Being harmed does not mean you lack intelligence. Being deceived does not mean you lack strength. It means someone misused your trust. Misused the trust. Now you're sorting through what was said about you and what is actually true, like going through a packed closet. What goes, what stays. That takes courage. It takes courage if it's a real closet with clothes and things like that. It takes courage when it's a closet in your mind. That takes a lot of courage. Because it takes a lot of, imagine that, it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of dealing with emotions, grief, and all the other emotions that come attached with it. It all takes courage. Rebuilding your sense of self, that is not dramatic work. It is quiet work. You're allowed to take your time. I want to talk about this self-doubt spiral thing. What's that? Self-doubt is one of the most common things you can hear. Folks say things like, "I should have known. I should have left sooner. My daddy told me it would be this way. My parents raised me better than this. Maybe it was my fault. Maybe I am stupid." And then you have to slow down, because that's, man, that spiral. Whoa. Accountability belongs to the person who chose to harm. So we're going to take this little animal waste, this little fertilizer stuff, we're going to put this there. Because your task now It's not self-punishment. It's not for you to beat yourself up. Your task is to understand you. What were some of the things you were looking for? It is time for you to start stabilizing yourself. Regain your clarity. Get some lessons out of this. When someone has lived in confusion for a long time, clarity can feel unfamiliar at first. It'll feel refreshing after a bit, but at first, unfamiliar. So you gotta be patient with yourself. You're not rebuilding from weakness. You're rebuilding this time from experience. And if you're, you know what? Help seeking is strength. So if you're working with someone, if you're praying, or even if you're going inward, all of that is great. So this time, you know, it's horrible, but it's a place of strength. You're working with a therapist, you're moving from strength this time. Now, while letting go feels so hard, a question folks say is, why can't I just move on? You're not, the thing about it is, moving on from a violent, abusive relationship, one where there was violations of all different types, you're not untangling one thread. You're untangling a chain. Chain where like old pain may have attached to the new pain, and dreams may have attached to identity, and identity attaches to relationship. And this, that right there, all of that is actually why we cautiously say you may want to go to a therapist. We're advocates. I love my lane. I love, you know, the things I get to do in my lane. I love it. I love it. I love it. But a therapist is trained to approach healing in a different way. I think that therapy can be extremely helpful and healing in different seasons of our lives. But the reason I say cautiously is because, number one, many women, especially, have been told, you're crazy. And so we're really careful in how people receive it, because you don't want to imply that someone is crazy. You want to get past people thinking that, you know, therapists are for crazy, you know, people, because first of all, that's not at all true. Therapists are really, I see it as for folks who are powerful and are strong and want to become stronger and wiser, want to know themselves better. Therapists can be really helpful, especially when it's really deep and layered. And they're really, the good ones are really skilled, oh my goodness, at really getting in there and getting into those layers. And it takes time. It takes time. And getting back to the work I do, we don't rush people through the grief. We don't heal. We don't do the grief healing per se. We walk with you through the grief, the healing, the actively going in and doing excavation and the like. That's therapist. But over here, we steady folk. We provide information. We remind them of their reactions and help them make sense and context. We do a lot of listening, because so many people go unheard. So many people go unheard. They can be surrounded by friends and never get heard still. Never feel heard, I'll say that. Never feel heard. So, and you know, healing is not about pretending it didn't hurt. It's about understanding and self-awareness and all of that, you know, putting puzzle pieces together. And when I say understanding yourself, because you may not ever have any understanding about the, you know, some of the other pieces, but understanding you again and coming back to what you want in your healing season, that type of thing. Gentle reassurance. If you're overwhelmed right now, if you don't know where to begin, if you feel embarrassed that you're still hurting, that's a normal starting place. People don't reach out because they are weak. People reach out because they're strong. They reach out because something in them, something strong inside of them, knows they deserve better than confusion and pain. And that instinct really matters. It's important. It's life-saving. It's life-saving. So today, your only job is awareness. Your only job is to notice what you feel. If this is, let me back up, if you're in this space or you know someone who is, notice what you feel. Notice what shifted. Notice where did the doubt creep in? Notice just judgment. And just start noticing. Because we do a lot of our life getting through, doing tasks, being places on time, getting here, getting there. Start the car, do this. Get on the bus, get on the train. Be here by this time. But noticing ourselves as worthy is a worthy activity. Noticing ourselves. You are not broken. You're responding to hurt. And with steady information, good quality information, good quality expert information, clear boundaries. And yeah, there's that time thing again. You can find yourself. You can locate it yourself. One grounded step at a time. Breath. Deep breaths are so healing. And we're going to pick up next lesson. All right. I hope that this, you, a part of you, receive this, or someone that you're working with, someone that you love, you care about, receive this, and y'all go out there and be great. I hope I added to that. All right, thanks for listening. This is Tanya GJ Prince. Thanks for listening. Y'all be great.